My name is Cleomene Nelly. I am 14 years old. Today's date is November 26, 2017, and I'm speaking with Victor Nelly, who is my dad. We're recording this interview in Studio City, California. Hello.
Hello.
All right. I would like to start this off with, where did you grow up? Was your neighborhood safe? And what did you do for fun?
So my full name is Victor John Nelly Jr.
Okay.
I was born in Queen of Angels Hospital in Los Angeles near downtown, and then my parents moved to North Hollywood, California in 1964. I was born on February 2nd, 1963. I was born to Victor John Nelly and Willie Vandenberg. Like I said, my dad worked in Hollywood in a bondry business, so they bought this house in North Hollywood. It was a great neighborhood. It was very kind of lower middle class in a way, maybe middle class. A lot of people in the neighborhood there worked at Lockheed, which was a aircraft building company. They also and also all the shops that supported that in the valley. We had a great house. It was nice size. We had a pool, which was kind of rare on our neighbor. I think we're one of three houses on our block that had pools. It was a really good neighborhood to grow up. My parents got divorced when I was about six, and my stepfather, Dick Goldstrand, him and my mom started dating and later married and were together. What else? The neighborhood was very safe. It was, at the time, it was good. It was very middle class. I hung out with a lot of my buddies, Steve Kodak and Billy Robbins, and we used to ride our bikes and swim in pools, and God, we played football all the time. We played a lot of basketball. We just rode our bikes all over the neighborhood or to each other's houses. Let's see, what else? Anything, so just more stuff about the neighborhood, or?
What was your childhood like? Like friends and like family? What were like some annual events that you and your family or friends did? Or just events that you and your friends like to do.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, my childhood was it was good. I loved to swim. I loved to sing and ride my bike. I was definitely a big daydreamer. You know, I always daydreamed a lot about you know playing in a rock band or playing in the Super Bowl or something. My parents' big holidays for us were. Christmas was a huge holiday for my mom. My grandmother and her would spend Christmas Eve night all night cooking these ola bolas and apple beignets. And then Christmas morning, we'd wake up and open presents and it'd be great. And then we'd have this huge breakfast buffet on Christmas Day. And we'd get, it'd be family members and friends and neighbors and all that would come by to eat. Enjoyed, and that was a big day. Also, summers were big. We had a lot of pool parties. 4th of July was a big one. My stepdad loved to barbecue a lot, so we just always were having tons of people over at our house swimming in the pool, just kind of hanging out, which was a lot of fun.
What were you personally like as a child? Like, what personality did you have?
I think I was very inquisitive. I loved to kind of watch what was going on. I was also very goofy. I think it was sort of into practical jokes. I loved sort of kind of entertaining a little bit. I did like to act and sing and things like that, but it wasn't like a huge passion of mine, but I was just always involved. I was always working. I always loved to work on my bike and work on my go-kart. Loved being out. I was always just sort of, I wouldn't say I was a social butterfly, but I was definitely had a always had like a core group of buddies that I kind of hung out with, and we did so much. We'd go to the arcades or miniature golf. We did go-kart. It was a go-kart track not too far from us that we'd go to once in a while. So a lot of that stuff was kind of fun. And on the weekends, I also worked at my stepdad's business. I worked almost every weekend, like on Saturdays, would make a few bucks. And that's, you know, as a kid, I learned how to drive a car and work on cars and things like that.
At what age and what was your first job?
My first job was probably working for my stepdad in his business. And I was cleaning the shop. He was an automotive engineer and he worked on Corvettes and Camaros. So I'd help clean up. Sometimes I'd start helping him take cars apart and I'd be washing the parts and figuring out how to put things back together. So that was sort of that was one of my first jobs. I had a lot of jobs. I always worked. I had a paper route for a little bit. Lifeguarded. One official job, I remember I was 15. I got a job at McDonald's for like a summer because I wanted to buy something.
Was it the sound speaker?
Yeah, it was the stereo. What did I buy?
Oh, waterbed.
It's a waterbed.
I remember. See? I remember.
That's what I got. I remember getting the waterbed. When I was younger, I was working the summers. I worked all summer for my dad. I was working 5 days a week, like 8 hours a day. And that was like in 1976, and I bought my first stereo system. And I remember buying a Kenwood 100-amp receiver and these RSL speakers and a turntable. It was great. I even remember the first album I played to was Steely Dan Asia.
Classics. When you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I was a big daydreamer. You know, I really just, I always was fantasizing about like having super strength or just, you know, like, oh, I'd be able to be like the football stud or, you know, I'd be able to do whatever I want. But, you know, it kind of switched when I was a real little kid. I remember one of the first things I remember wanting to be was a magician. And I used to do a lot of stuff. I loved Harry Houdini. He was one of my favorite guys. So I used to try and do his tricks. I'd tie myself up and my parents bought me some handcuffs. And I remember the best story as a kid was I wanted to, again, I wanted to be like Houdini. So I had my sister tie me up with rope and handcuff me. And then she pushed me off into the deep end of the pool.
Oh.
And so I'd have to get out of it. But I remember reading the books on like how to do this. And I remember doing it and I was getting out of the, and I was underwater and I was getting out of the ropes and all that. And I was just about to start trying to get out of the handcuffs when all of a sudden out of nowhere, someone like grabbed my hair and pulled me out of the water with my hair. And it was my mom screaming at me. Going, what are you doing? Using the F word. What the fuck are you doing? Just screaming at me, like, because she was like, she was inside the house and saw me practically drowning and all that. But I think I would have gotten out before she pulled me out.
That's what you think.
You know, I wanted to be a race car driver. I remember I love swimming and in the ocean too. I really was into Jacques Cousteau. So I also talked about being like a deep sea diver. Was a job I thought about too for a while.
The complete opposite of me. I hate the ocean and just the beach in general.
Yeah.
Just sticky. Speaking of, what are some funny stories that you that people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the, like, definitely junior high, high school, I had a nickname. It was Vic the Stick. Because I was super skinny. But I also, like, broke my bones, like, all the time. I broke elbows and fingers and ribs and knee and ankles and stuff like that. So I was always sort of, I was being teased for being kind of very thin and fragile. Also, they used to call me fragile too, which was very funny because I was always getting hurt. What other stories? Oh, another funny story with the swim team was, I forgot, I was a goof off. I was always just practical jokes and goofing around with people, but I remember One time I pissed somebody off. One of the, I think it was in 10th grade, and I think I pissed off somebody a little bit older. And I just remember, you know, getting my bag and putting my Speedo on and all that. It was just, you know, this tight underwear swimsuit.
Yeah.
And I remember walking out to the pool, and I just felt my crotch go, God, why is my crotch was itchy? And I was like, why is it itchy? And all of a sudden it was like, started burning a little bit. And I was like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden it just like really started burning. I was like, holy. So I ran back inside, and I was like trying to walk, and I could smell it. Someone had put this stuff, it was stuff that's called Bengay, in my Speedos. And Bengay is like a muscle relaxer.
Oh.
So it's like this menthol stuff. So literally had, oh, you know, the stuff you put on your shoulders, like sometimes, you know, it kind of smells, but it feels, oh, like, yeah, it's burning your skin.
Like Icy Hot?
Like Icy Hot.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, they put like, pretty much they put ice hot, oh, in my underwear. Yeah, what else? What are the stories? I remember people always tease me because I got pulled over by the cops early when I was 15 because I took my parents' car out driving around, and which was, you know, something I probably, you know, shouldn't have. But because I always thought, you know, and I remember crashing a car one time too, and every, because I kept thinking, you know, oh, I know how to drive because my dad's a race car driver, so I'd be a good driver too. So he used to kind of, people used to tell stories.
At what age did you first get behind the wheel?
I was, you know, I was like probably like 10, 11 years old. Yeah, that it was, because I'd help bring the cars in my dad's shop and all that. So it was kind of an easy driveway, and he'd let me.
I can just imagine someone rolling up in a Porsche that needs it to get fixed and asks for someone else to pull it into the garage, and then some 10, 11-year-old boy just comes up and drives it in.
Yep. Not a lot of Porsches there, but yeah, no, it was all Corvettes. But that's how I learned how to drive a stick.
Was it tough learning how to drive a stick?
At first it was, because I was a little small, and pushing the clutch in on these cars, because they were like race cars, so the clutches were really tough. I mean, they're really like, I mean, you really had to push down on them and let them out real slow because there were just a lot of horsepower. But you know, some of the easier cars were definitely. But once you kind of figure it out, it's all pattern. You get used to it. It just doesn't take too much time to, you know, to do that. But. Yeah, I think there's some good stories there.
What are your most vivid memories of your school? Like,
where are you? Well, one of my first, probably early on, I remember a little bit of like preschool. It was a, you know, my parents kind of moved me around a little bit. I wasn't always at just one preschool, but there was one I remember. I was out a lot, and it was good. I remember the teachers. I remember having, it was a good place. It was fun. They were a little strict, but, you know, nothing, you know, that was awful.
What was the worst teacher you've ever had?
Oh,
you always have that one teacher.
I know. I've had probably a couple. I think what happened is first grade, I went to Village Christian School here in the Valley, and there was this first grade teacher, and her name was Miss Farley, and we did not get along. And this is first grade, and she didn't like me, and I don't think I liked her. And so they actually asked me to leave the school.
Oh.
Because I wasn't, I didn't get in fights or anything like that, but I was just like a class clown. I was always goofing around. So, and then it got her mad. And so I ended up going, I think I went to a small little school just to finish the year. And then second grade, I went to Laurel Hall in North Hollywood. And it was a Lutheran school, and yeah, that was second grade. And I remember having a huge crush on my second grade teacher. It was so funny. It was opposite, and her name was Miss Evenson, and she was just, oh my God, she was so pretty. And I just remember being like back of the classroom, and she was really young, and I just remember just like staring and just like, you know, having a big old crush on her. Yeah, I mean, I love schools where, you know. You know, like I said, I was always kind of goofing around and making people laugh, and but I love being in the musicals at school. Sixth, seventh grade, I remember we did Pinocchio one year, and then another one we did Emperor's Nightingale, and I got in Pinocchio. I played Lampwick, which was the boy that takes Pinocchio off the boys' town and gets him to smoke cigars.
Geez.
He was a bad boy. He's a bad influence. That was me, the bad influence.
And then for Emperor's Nightingale, I played the Emperor, which is kind of cool. So,
lead a role.
High school was great. You know, a lot of my friends in high school were older than me. A year older, but that's where, you know, ninth grade, I joined the swim team. And that's really, you know, I remember really taking that serious. And I swam pretty hard through 12th grade. Did a lot of surfing. Those are some great memories. There's a couple guys from school. I remember doing just every weekend we were out surfing. And we were driving down to Mexico and down to Baja and just had a ton of fun. We just, you know. You know, we weren't troublemakers at all. We were just, you know, we're just like goofy guys. But we, you know, we were always adventurous. We were always out doing stuff, hitting the mountains. School was good. I mean, I didn't really have a ton of girlfriends, you know. I was a little shy. And I think there were some girls I liked. But, of course, I think they were too popular and probably wouldn't like me. But, yeah, I mean, there's a couple girls. I had some few girlfriends that, you know, go out with for a little bit and get a little kissing on and things like that. But yeah, I didn't really, in high school, I remember having a few, but nothing really long term or anything like that.
All right. Now I want to finish this off on a good note. What's something that you would like someone in the future, maybe 100 years from now, to look into this library and find? Like, is there any, like, information that that you want to be known in the future? Specific or general?
Oh, wow.
Here, I'll give you a little time. I'll pause it.
Okay.
Pause. We're back. So what is it that you want someone in the future to know about you or just your past or just something about you now?
I think the one thing I want to make sure, and this is something I've always wanted to make sure my kids always remember, is just sort of having a good work ethic. And I think that I'm now 55 years old, and I work as a television director and producer. I'm very blessed. I make a good living. I'm able to provide for my kids and, you know, send them to good schools. I'm very proud of my three kids. I have three kids. You know, I have Antonietta, who's now 21, and Vittoria, who's 18, and Cleomene, who's 14. And I'm very proud of all of them. They're all very unique human beings. I'm very proud of that. But, you know, one thing I think what my stepdad really instilled in me, Dick Goldstrand, was just a good work ethic and just really enjoying what you do, you know, not settling always just what people think you should be doing or what you think the most popular thing. If you can really, you know, I think you could live a good life if you enjoy what you do. I think it just sort of makes life a little bit easier, you know, instead of dreading going to work or doing something that you may not completely agree on. So, you know, for me, it was even when I was a kid. So it's kind of funny that as a kid, I was always goofing around. I was always a class clown and practical joking. And now that's what I do. I do television and I mainly do comedy and I make people laugh. And, you know, I love doing practical jokes. So, you know, I think hopefully everybody takes away from me that, you know, I worked really hard. I love what I do. I'm proud of my family. We've been able to do some really cool stuff, some good, you know, we've had some really great trips, plan on doing some more. And I hope that, that I instill in them the same work ethics that I do. And they see that if you work hard, you get to play hard.
Thank you. Thank you for your contribution to, the library, and I hope we can talk later.
Cool. Thank you.